I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The FBI raid Monday on former President Donald Trump has Texas Republicans rallying to his defense, echoing his unfounded claims that it was a political hit job. But legal experts assert there would have been a very high standard of probable cause to execute such a politically charged operation. Federal agents searched the Florida home of the former president in what Trump described as a siege on his private property. The Justice Department has been silent on the ongoing probe, though a number of national media outlets reported it was in connection to an investigation into whether Trump improperly removed classified documents from the White House. In his statement, Trump did not reveal the nature of the investigation, which would have been outlined to him in the search warrant. The operation marks the first time in history a former president's home has been searched by federal agents. Almost immediately, Texas Republicans came to Trump's defense. Texas U.S. Senator Ted Cruz tweeted, "The FBI raiding Donald Trump is unprecedented. It is corrupt and an abuse of power. What Nixon tried to do, Biden has now implemented. The Biden administration has fully weaponized DOJ and FBI to target their political enemies." Texas Governor Greg Abbott echoed the same sentiment in his tweet. "This is next-level Nixonian. Never before has the country seen an administration go to such extent to use the levers of government to target a former president and political rival." Legal experts stressed that it's unlikely officials could have signed off on a search warrant, given the public scrutiny, without a high standard of probable cause. The White House denied that it was aware of the raid in advance, and President Joe Biden said early in his presidency that he would break from his predecessor and leave the Justice Department to its own devices. New Mexico has quickly become Texas's only neighboring state to protect abortion access, and one of the few haven states in the Southwest. Aside from those seeking abortion entering the state, several clinics have announced their move to the state as well. But with the arrival of new abortion clinics in cities like Las Cruces, New Mexico, not far from El Paso, also come anti-abortion advocates. One of those advocates, Mark Lee Dixon, helped Texas towns ban abortion before Roe v. Wade was overturned. The ordinances he championed served as the model for Texas legislation that severely limited when an abortion could be performed. Now, Dixon hopes to eliminate some of the next closest options as he tries to expand city abortion bans to conservative-leaning New Mexico towns. In small towns across Texas, Dixon lobbied local leaders and voters to ban abortions with their municipalities, establishing sanctuary cities for the unborn. Those ordinances included private enforcement mechanisms, empowering individual citizens to bring civil lawsuits against anyone who helps someone get an abortion. That made it very hard to challenge the ordinances on the grounds that a government entity was violating the constitutional protection for abortion that existed at the time. Reproductive rights attorneys in New Mexico are reminding the state government that resolutions have no force of law, and any attempt to enforce it would be a violation of the New Mexico Constitution and state law. But anti-abortion advocates say they are patient and believe it's possible to see cities pass ordinances that outlaw abortion and that can survive court challenges. The Department of Homeland Security said late Monday it's preparing to quickly end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program and will no longer send asylum seekers back across the border to await a decision on their applications for U.S. protection. The announcement came after a district judge lifted an injunction blocking Biden officials from ending the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocol. The program has been back and forth in the courts since President Joe Biden took office. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled June 30th that the Biden administration had the authority to terminate the program, opening a path for DHS to finally bring a close to one of the Trump administration's most contentious border measures. Asylum seekers with pending claims are typically allowed to live and work in the United States while awaiting a response. The process can drag out for several years because U.S. immigration courts are swamped by backlogs. Under the MPP, asylum seekers were sent back to Mexico to await their U.S. court dates. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Education Opens Doors. Education Opens Doors partners with middle schools across Texas, training teachers to equip their students with college and career knowledge and skills they need for long-term success. Join them in helping students bounce back from the pandemic. Visit educationopensdoors.org to learn more. The wait is over. The Texas Tribune Festival program is now live. Join us September 22nd through the 24th in Austin for more than 100 mind-expanding conversations. Explore the full program and buy tickets at tribfest.org.